Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Grant McCauley, Braves insider for 92.9 The Game. Grant, look, man, one of the topics of the week has been people going for Spouse of the Year awards. I was alerted that you might have done some cleaning up last night, so hat tip to you, my friend. Nice work. There was all smiles this morning, my friend.
Hey, well, thank you. And there's a lot of cleaning to do, as you can attest to. But little by little, piece by piece, we're finding a place for everything. So I think we're seeing the vision all come together. But, yeah, I wanted to do my part last night. I had a little extra energy, so I got a few things done.
It was amazing. I saw countertops. Incredible.
Yes. Yeah. You're like, there's the countertops we paid all this money for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Grant, I want to talk a little bit, obviously, about the Dodgers series coming up. But let's just hindsight just a little bit and talk about the series out in Colorado. Obviously, nice to get 2 of 3. Feels like a missed opportunity, but beggars can't be choosers that, you didn't get the sweep out in Colorado. What did you think of the team coming off of that? What did you make of Snicker's decision to start Rosario in that day game on Wednesday?
Yeah, I know a lot has been talked about Eddie Rosario. And look, I'm not here to tell you that, the pickup is going to majorly impact the Braves' chances or, the dynamic of their outfield or that Eddie Rosario should be starting for really anyone else, whether that's Eli Walker, or Alex Verdugo, or Michael Harris. It's just, he's a depth piece, and that's really all he was put in there for. But in terms of getting a couple of bats on a getaway day at the end of a 6-game road trip, in a vacuum, I don't really have a problem with that. But more to the point, the Braves just went through an entire series in Colorado, didn't hit a home run. And if you want to look at reasons why you don't score a bunch of runs, it's not Eddie Rosario. You got to look at, well, what was going on in the heart of the order, the top of the order, and maybe Alex Verdugo not playing, that it can impact the top of the order. But really nobody was doing anything in the finale, I guess is my point. So I feel like Eddie Rosario is a little bit of the whipping boy for this one, and I don't know that, it's really going to be something we're going to discuss all together that long, because there's this other right fielder that the Braves are going to welcome back in the not-too-distant future who could certainly impact what happens at leadoff in a number of other ways.
Well, we are talking with 92.9 The Game's very own Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, happens to split the bills with me. Grant, we are a month into the season.
Split the bills, Grant!
Some good, some of it's been bad. I think I know the answer to this, but who has surprised you so far this season?
Yeah, there have been some different stories this year than I think maybe we expected. You wanted to see the team normalize and be a little bit more 2023 offense than the 2024 version, but hasn't necessarily completely materialized. But I do feel like they're doing a better job of maybe splitting the difference of 23 and 24. But in terms of just stories and guys that I just of interest in, and I think a lot of Braves fans have, is what's been going on at shortstop, because there was so much discussion in the offseason about, can the Braves upgrade here? Could they find anybody else in Orlando Arcia in the minds of some? That was the move. Didn't matter who. And Nick Allen, who was acquired a couple after the World Series, one of a slew of minor transactions that the Braves made, finally signing Jerickson Profar at the end of the year, which we don't have to relitigate. That hasn't really worked out so well. But the Nick Allen move has been surprising for Braves. He is a plus defender who runs the bases extremely well. And on top of that, he's chipping in at the plate at a level in which I think you can call him a useful everyday player. And when you're able to pick those up the way the Braves did, and getting Nick Allen to be a part of this mix and maybe finding at least a temporary answer at shortstop to give you more than you were getting, that's a pretty good story. But the way he plays, his style, you know, everything that he brings to the table, I feel like he's a throwback style ball player. I wrote an article about him for the Marietta Daily Journal this week, and I kind of liken him to Mark Lemke. He's got the specs. Ooh. He wears the eye black. He's 5'8", about 165, 170, so not the biggest guy on the field. But, man, you go out there, you're ready to go to war with him because he's going to fight with everything he's got. And I think that matters. You know, that's the intangible stuff that still matters. 2025 baseball above Lonnieville and exit velocity, everything else.
Yeah, he doesn't have the chin of Jeff Blauser, who used to play shortstop, so I agree with you.
No.
Austin Riley is leading the Braves in a few categories, and one of which probably wish he wasn't, which is strikeouts. He had over 30 strikeouts in April. He's projected to have over 200. Look, I think he's off to a decent season, but are we not worried about this strikeout rate? Because there are situations where, just like in Colorado, we need him to just put the ball in play, and instead he walks away with his bat in his hand.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fair criticism of baseball in 2025. So right after I get through telling you about the throwback, does a lot of things, little things the right way, puts the ball in play, et cetera, you know, you got to talk about what a slugger looks like in 2025 in modern baseball. And Austin Riley, I think, would be the poster child for that. He's a big, imposing hitter. He puts up his 30 and 100 every year, at least when he's healthy. And you do expect big things out of him. But I feel like with the strikeouts, for one, it's going to normalize. And Matt Olson went through the same thing, I want to say, a couple of years ago, where at one point he was projected for 220 strikeouts, and then at the end of the year it was a lot, but it wasn't 220. So I think that part will normalize. But really with a lot of these guys, I know that approach is important, swing decisions are important. That's kind of where Tim Hyers is preaching that message. But I would say, and I saw Fred Freeman said this, and I wish I could find the quote. I used to have it saved somewhere. Because it's very difficult to just do what the pitcher is trying to put it in play. That might have worked for us at lower levels of baseball and just preach down from a bully pulpit or anything, but it's incredibly hard to do that kind of stuff when guys are spinning sliders, this crazy amount of break, and throwing harder, more so in time open door open. Everybody's throwing harder than they ever did. So to make a long story as short as I can, I feel like Austin Riley kind of is who he is. Can he make a difference? Yes, but he's always going to be that slugger that's going to be big and imposing and not necessarily the guy that's going to be able to just reach out and serve it out to right field. And maybe that's just the way baseball is these days. Maybe that's not a great answer. I don't know. But I feel like a lot of these guys, you know, it's baseball itself changed in a lot of ways that maybe for the best, maybe there's still some adjustments to be made. Maybe this will just ramble on forever, but it feels like a big open topic that I don't know that I have the best answer for overall.
It's interesting sitting here. We're talking to Grant McCauley, Braves insider for 92.9. Also realizing Allie, the look on Allie's face as she realizes the cell signal in her house might not be as good as she thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
She's like, Grant, walk outside.
Go upstairs. Go upstairs.
No, Grant, we'll see if we can get this signal cleared up. But I do want to talk a little bit. You talked about surprising players, right, and guys that you were not sure would be good or how useful they'd be to this team. I've been pleasantly surprised, as have, I think, a number of fans, at tonight's starter Grant Holmes throughout the year. You know, you looked at him and thought, okay, when Spencer Strider comes back, you're looking at a fifth starter. You're looking at a guy that obviously was a career minor leaguer before last year. Look, dude, the perm that is Grant Holmes has been rolling so far this year and has been somewhat of a stopper when at times Chris Sale has not, but he'll get the bump tonight. What do you look for in Grant Holmes, and what do you think he's been doing well so far this year?
Yeah, I just think he's a strike thrower, which helps. He's got good velocity. He's got a great breaking ball to get swings and misses. And when you put all that together, if he can be efficient through six innings and just keep that game close, I think that's really what you're looking for out of Grant Holmes. And, you know, they may not have been able to line up the starters the way they wanted to with Chris Sale in game one. And, you know, we'll see how the weekend plays out, obviously, because the Dodgers are a tough task no matter who's throwing. But I do think that Grant Holmes has just built confidence over this past nearly 1 year in the big leagues. And this opportunity to start right now, I think, is earned. I've talked about this a lot. I don't see 3-4 other arms in the minors that are vying to push him out of that and back into the bullpen. So unless or until they do have that situation, or unless or until Grant Holmes shows that maybe this opportunity has, you know, passed its shelf life, if you will, then I think he's going to keep getting these chances.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Well, everyone is fixated on the Dodgers this weekend, but right after that, Grant, we do have the Reds. They're a pretty good team as well, so This is going to be a pretty tough homestand, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it will be, and I think that the Reds are one of those clubs that are eyeing some bigger things in 2025 because they've got some young talent that's impressive, none, I think, more so than Ellie De La Cruz, obviously. But they also decided that, hey, we want to figure out how to get to that next level. And they went out and got Terry Francona, who I don't think came out of his very brief retirement to just come collect a paycheck. I mean, he's a culture guy. He is a winner. And I think that the Reds definitely have their eyes on that. They're in second place in the Central right now through 1 month. And I think that there's a better brand of baseball ahead for them as well. I think that they're a tough club. So you can look at the series against the Dodgers, rightfully so, and say, all right, this one's going to be tough. But you're not going to be able to let off at all when the Reds roll in, I don't think, because that's a team that's playing some pretty good ball and is going to be a tough one all throughout the 2025 season. I think they've got their eyes on the postseason, and they might just get there.
Grant, I thought that Chris Sale did a very good job in Arizona kind of getting out of some stuff, and then he goes out Wednesday against Colorado. And while some might have wanted to criticize the velocity that he had at times, I thought he was maybe his best self. Is he starting to kind of really figure it out finally this year? Because he's kind of been struggling until the last couple of starts.
The last couple of starts certainly look better, but I don't know that I'm alone in saying, and I know I posted about it during the game, that, you know, Chris Sale's velocity, I mean, it's troublesome for me in some ways because I think when he needs that extra bit of giddy up, maybe he has it. But you give up a home run on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, I think a lot of people, including Chris Sale, are going to second-guess, you know, maybe I should have put that in a different place. Maybe I should have had a little bit more on that. I don't know. But that's splitting hairs when you've got a 7-inning, 2-run performance with a season high in strikeouts. The results are obviously there. You got to score runs to win. That loss is not on Chris Sale. But we've seen throughout the season that this velocity thing has been, you know, a curiosity at the very least, because you're talking about somebody that typically has been living in that 94, 95 plus area for the entirety of his career. We saw it last year. We see it at times this year. So I don't think it's necessarily an injury related thing for the conspiracy theorists out there. But I am just a little bit curious about, you know, when is he going to find that consistency to be able to get beyond the fifth inning? We're starting to see that the last couple of outings. But that was a problem over the first month or so of the year, which, again, you're not pushing him as far as maybe you need to. But I think it was just fair to kind of wonder what exactly Chris Sale was doing with some of the lower 90s fastballs there, because I don't know if those play up quite as much as, you know, the 94, 95-plus fastball that he can offer for you that seems to have done pretty well over the last 12 to 14 years for him.
Yeah, and, you know, Grant, I just wanted to give you a hard time because I follow you on Twitter. But do you think – real quick, follow-up is, should they try to, once they get Strider back and kind of get in a rhythm, maybe move him to every 6 day like they did last year, because maybe that'll help that velocity stay up?
Yeah, they might. And I asked Brian Snitker about this at the winter meetings, because this is something they've done the last couple of years to try and give certain pitchers a little bit of extra time. And is Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez last year? And could it be Chris Sale and Spencer Strider this year? Because with Spencer, he's coming back off of a very long recovery from the elbow injury. Now he's got to deal with his hamstring setback, but I do think it could be beneficial to utilize off days
and starters where you can to give him a little bit of extra time and give Chris Sale a little bit of extra time if you feel like that works. I don't think that the Braves would be opposed to it. In fact, I rather expect them to maybe at some point, at least middle of the summer, going down to manage innings toward the end of the year, find a way to maybe be creative in that regard.
Grant, real quick, did Han and Chewy get Allie anything for Mother's Day coming up, or are you going to take the bow route?
Well, I can't reveal all of that. They just celebrated a birthday, so they've gotten some presents. But what they've been out shopping and doing, who knows? We'll have to find out this weekend.
Always enjoy it, buddy. Thanks so much. We're having a lot of fun with Allie.
All right, y'all enjoy it. She's the best.